Success on Demand is like this dope sisterhood of strong, ambitious women who love business but crave success. We come together and talk self-improvement, goals, and even life stories. And more than anything, we're a part of a community for us and by us. Let's have Boss Talk. What's good, you guys? I know I never got to officially welcome you all into the new year, but best believe we are super excited about everything that 2019 has to offer. And I just wanted to step in and talk with you guys about how we're revamping for the new year and maybe some tips that you will want to use in your business or brand to just really prepare yourself for the new year as well. So first and foremost, we had some very ambitious goals for the new year. Very, very, very ambitious. And as I was sitting here just trying to plan like how everything is gonna go and what kind of assistance I'll need and what financials and everything will be required to make all of these goals come to life, I found myself getting overwhelmed. And it made me want to just sit down with you guys and have a brief conversation about how I'm dealing with that anxiety and maybe how you can deal with it too, so that we can spend less time trying to figure out how to be not stressed out about what's going on and spend more time tackling it. So the first thing that I had to do last year before the ball even dropped on midnight on January 1st, I realized that I needed to put a lot down on paper. And that's not just me, because sometimes we think that if we sit down and we think about it hard enough and we continuously have the same thought over and over, that that's going to help us to not forget it. But the actuality of it is that we will forget. We will forget. We will never remember everything. Sometimes we can't trust our minds to remember everything. So it's imperative that we write everything down. And that's something that I really just got good at in 2018, because I found myself having million-dollar ideas, just having really good thoughts about things and not writing them down. And then months go by, I haven't executed them. And then I go to try to figure out the details of that thought and it's completely gone. I can't remember and I didn't write it down anywhere. And I end up being at a complete loss. So the first thing that I would suggest is just write it down. What it took for me was getting a really cute book. And if you were sitting here with me right now, you would see that I have a sketch pad from Dollar Tree. I have a book that has Bible quotes in it that I write in every morning. I have a planner that has four little books within it. I have another sketch pad. Like, I realized that I don't like standard journals. Sometimes I don't want my journal to have lines in it. Sometimes it just needs to be blank white pages so that I can write outside of the lines. I'm not an inside of the lines kind of girl, y'all. So I have to have something that I can just write wherever I want to write and nothing is messing with it. And sometimes lines do that for me, but that's what I had to realize. I know it's weird, but you have to realize what helps you to do those things that will benefit your business or brand when it comes to planning. I've also learned that I like cute pens. I like colorful pens and pencils and markers and highlighters, and that helps me to get my things down on paper. So figure that out for yourself so that you can really be diligent and, what is the word that I'm looking for? Be obedient to writing everything down, so that even if you don't use that idea this year, it's there for you to go back to in years to come. So that's my first tip. The second tip is revamp and revise. I did a podcast for you guys not too long ago talking about the gift of reinventing yourself, but today I want to talk about the gift of revamping or revising your business. Sometimes the old tactics and strategies that you were using last year or 4 years ago or when you first opened, they are outdated. They are not good for you to use anymore. And the perfect example for this is when we think about advertising. advertising used to be really great when you bought TV ads and radio ads and newspaper ads. But if you look at the statistics now, how many people in this day and age are actually reading the newspaper? How many people still have cable TV? How many people actually listen to the radio rather than Pandora or Spotify or Apple Music? Sometimes you have to look at the way that you're doing things and see if it still aligns with the way that people are taking in content, or figure out if it's the same way that people are interacting with events, or if it's the same way that people are shopping the most. Are they shopping at brick and mortars, or are they shopping online? And then figure out how to change your business plan or your business strategies around to fit what is happening right now. And that's something that we had to do with Success on Demand too. We, like I said, we have some really ambitious goals this year, and a lot of the things that we were doing back in 2016, even before we changed the name to Success on Demand, as far as events, we can't do those things right now in 2019 because they are a waste of money. And that's to be completely blunt with you guys. So we had to do that. And in doing that, we realized that a lot of the things that we were spending a lot of money on, we can do a lot more efficiently now. They're a lot more affordable now because things have changed. New companies have come out. New vendors are available. Just take a moment to figure out if the strategies that you have and that you're operating within right now, are they still beneficial to you? Are they still the most efficient way to go? And if they're not, make changes. And if they are, then stick with it. But it's worth a try to see what's going on as far as your strategies. The third thing that I would like to just talk to you guys about today is seeing who's out there. And this isn't just as far as networking at events or going and shaking hands with a few people at that event that you went to, but more so also seeing what new vendors are out there, seeing what new third-party contractors are out there, allowing new people into your operations. Sometimes when you work with the same people year after year after year after year and you don't bring anyone else in, you don't allow that fresh air into your business or your brand. And I'm speaking from experience with this because there have been times where we've worked with the same person or the same company or the same vendor year after year, and it's been great as far as building those business relationships and that loyalty. But in turn, we weren't able to see what the new and smaller companies may be bringing into the space, or what this company over here, how they do things, what they bring into the space. And in turn, we're not able to see what's out there. And that's the best way that I can put it. Sometimes when you work with the same companies or the same people or the same vendors over and over, yes, you can grow and you can expand as far as your reach and their reach. But when you bring someone completely new in, it opens your eyes to a totally different way of doing things. Most often it does. I won't say every time, but most often it does open your eyes to new things. Sometimes something as simple as their registration process or their way of communicating with clients or their way of setup and breakdown at events, just all kinds of different things that people do differently. It can really open your eyes to what's available and what's out there and what the new methods and strategies are. So definitely this year, even if you start small, allow in some new people, allow in some new talent, a breath of fresh air, if not just to give someone else an opportunity, but also for you to learn the different ways that things are being executed right now and in 2019. And last but not least, we have decided that we're going to put a lot more emphasis on who we are and who you are as small business owners, and who we are as brand owners, and who we are as individuals. Because what I realized last year is that no matter how many opportunities we created or how many people we spoke to or how many stories we shared, there was always one major aspect that we rarely touched and worked on and tried to improve, and that was self-development. Sometimes we as individuals need help. We don't know how to develop ourselves, or we have bad habits that we need to break, or we have these mindsets that need to be broken or need to be changed. And what I realized is that if we even take a quarter of the time that we spend to create these podcasts or to create events, and we dedicated that time to helping people to grow as individuals, then in turn their businesses will benefit from that. They will have more successes in their business because the core of what runs that business, which is us, will improve. So the fourth thing that I'll say that we really had to take a step back and look at, and what I had to do as the owner of Success on Demand to take a step back, was look at myself. I had to look at how I struggled as an individual and the mindsets that I had that needed to change. And those things for me were procrastination, or losing faith in things, or losing momentum towards something when it gets hard. I had to realize that negative thinking had to go. There were a lot of different things that I had to work on as an individual so that in turn my business could really prosper. And I want to hand that off to you so that you can take the time to really look at who you are as a person and who you are as an individual and figure out how you can improve so that in turn your business can benefit. And that's all I really want to say on that topic, so that I don't go really deep in it and cut into the podcast that I want to have to actually talk to you about that. But really sit down and look at what your strategies are for this year. Make sure that they're still valid. Sit down and look at who you are as a person and see what needs to change so that the core of your business can be healthy. Sit down and look at the partnerships that you have, the collaborations that you have, and figure out, do I have a space where I can offer opportunities to someone else? Can I help to foster those relationships that I already have a little more? Sit down and really figure those things out. Just take a step back and look at your business, your baby, your brand, and really figure out, how can we transform it this year so that it is not only relevant to the time period that we're in, but that it is also doing exactly what it needs to do and reaching everyone that it needs to reach, and really prospering the way that we see it prospering. And that's all I have to say to you guys today. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. I wanted to take the time to welcome you into 2019, and I wanted to let you guys know that I'm really excited about everything that we have going on this year, and we're just about ready to put out all of the information for our events this year, and I hope that you guys stay tuned and that we see you at some of them. So, I am your host, Dee Lake, and I will catch you guys next time. If you're not already following us on Instagram, head over and follow us at _officialSOD, and make sure that you subscribe on our website, successondemand.co. See you next week. Before I let you go, be sure to head over to our Instagram at _officialSOD and show some love to all of the awesome women who we've been featuring on our page, as well as the great content that's there to help you to learn all of the things that we are learning and that we think you should know. And also head over to successondemand.co to see how you can have your opportunity to be on the Success on Demand podcast. Just click on the top of our webpage that says "Why Her?" and type in why you think yourself or another woman should be featured on the podcast. And do not forget to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify, just letting other podcast listeners know why you love Success on Demand and why you listen. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you guys next week.